Good morning, everyone. This has been quite the week, hasn't it? I want to thank everybody for understanding the difficult decisions that have had to be made as this situation has changed so rapidly. As a reminder, Covenant Presbyterian Church will not have in-person worship for the foreseeable future. We will let you know when that's able to change. But for now, plan on no in-person worship at Covenant Presbyterian Church for the foreseeable future. I'm going to miss gathering together with you terribly. I want to emphasize how serious the continuing spread of coronavirus is and how important it is to take appropriate precautions right now. And to be honest, I wanted to test run Facebook Live, which you have already seen by how long it's taken us to get this video to work, how important it is to have a test run before we try to go live with worship on Sunday morning. As a reminder, we will be worshiping by Facebook Live beginning tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. There will be an audio podcast of that very same worship service posted immediately following that. For those of you who know folks who may not have access to Facebook or to the facilities to listen to an audio podcast, we're also providing a written order of worship that folks can use at home, that you can use on the phone with somebody who is otherwise isolated. That is a link in the email that we sent to the congregation this morning. We will also post that shortly on our Facebook page so that you can get access to that and share that with other folks. This unfolding crisis, it seems like there has been a whole day's worth of developments every 6 hours this week. And it makes for really deeply uncertain times. The decision to suspend in-person worship was based on just how uncertain the situation is and how quickly the situation is changing. During uncertain times, it can be extra hard for us to put our trust in God, who is present always with us, even when God is hard to see and it's hard to understand where God might be in a situation. And those are the times we most need to put our trust in God. At the same time, we have to be informed by the best medical science, the best non-political emergency officials, all those who are able to provide us with guidance about how to respond and what to do and how to keep ourselves and our neighbors, especially our neighbors, safe. And as we take in that information, as we trust in God, it's also important for us to act, especially in these uncertain times, for the good of those who are most vulnerable in our communities. Here's how I hope we will act at Covenant Presbyterian Church. First, and again most important, social distancing needs to begin right now. We need to assume that there are undiagnosed, unknown coronavirus infections in our community right now. Along with that, we need to build social connections. We need to reach out to our neighbors. We need to reach out to other church members. We need to reach out to others that we know who may be isolated. And if we don't know whether or not someone's isolated, let's assume they're isolated and reach out to them. Reach people by phone, by email, by text. Use every way that you can to connect with folks who are not able to be physically together right now. And we need to give, and we need to advocate. Covenant's mission budget supports cross-outreach and supports DMARC. Cross-outreach helps keep people in their homes. DMARC helps keep people fed. And both of these organizations are gonna need a ton of extra help because our neighbors are going to need a ton of extra help. To be honest, Covenant needs your continued support while we work to maintain community in this crisis as well. We're going to do everything that we can to be available to you, to our neighbors, and especially to those who may not have other connections. And finally, we need you to advocate. We need you to advocate for government benefits, emergency relief targeted at the most vulnerable in our community, the specific needs that the most vulnerable folks in our communities have, they're going to be the hardest hit by the very necessary emergency measures that we're going to be taking, and they are the ones who need the support. So I hope that you give, that you advocate, that you reach out to each other, and that you do everything that you can to slow down the spread of coronavirus as it works its way through our country and through our community. And I hope that you will join me in prayer. God of love and hope, we pray for this world. We pray for the delicate balance of health and well-being in this world as we face this pandemic. We pray for our leaders, the leaders of our cities, our state, of our nation and nations around the world. We pray that you would give them wisdom, that you would give them compassion, that you would give them courage to act in the ways that they need to act to provide for those who are most vulnerable. Lord, we pray for those who are first responders, those who are medical professionals who are working in situations that they may have trained for but hoped they would never face. We pray that you would give them strength and courage, that you would give them wisdom and skill, and that you would give them every equipment they may need. Lord, we pray for those who are sick. We pray for those who may be sick and we don't know it. And we pray for those who will become sick, that you would work for healing in their lives, that you would work for healing in our world, and that you would surround each person in need with your love and your presence. Lord, we pray for our own hearts and our own souls as we face this crisis. We pray that you would open us to see your presence active and at work in the world. We pray that you would open us to your Holy Spirit to inspire, to guide, to encourage us as we do this work. And we pray that you would make us aware of where your beloved Son is already present with us, among us, all around us, in the people of those who are most in need. We lift these prayers for all this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends, I will see you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on Facebook Live or by audio on podcast, or knowing that you are worshiping in spirit with us. Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock. Reach out to us anytime. Reach out to your neighbors right now. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.